B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jaylen Brown to get it in. Does so. Long three for Kyrie's. An air ball. Tatum the rebound. Makes the shot at the buzzer, but it doesn't matter. So the Sixers, for the first time this season, have beaten the Celtics. Came right down to the wire. Jimmy Butler, the killer in the end, and the Sixers win the basketball game.
You missed Marcus in that position there. You did miss Marcus.
All right, Zulak and Bertrand on the road today.
Hey, welcome back.
Road show.
They didn't tell you stay away. I did such a good job hosting.
No, they said get back soon.
I saw
they
the
said get back
Twitter.
As soon as you can.
Oh, Jesus. That's Sarge's.
How was it?
Oh, Sarge.
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay.
Shaughnessy was in.
Yeah, I saw.
There was one segment I don't think he talked. Opening one, and I think maybe the seventh.
Well, if you give him that opening, he'll take it.
Yeah.
He'll take it. Okay. We are on the road today. We
are
at Apex Entertainment.
Nice.
In Marlboro.
This place is awesome.
Right off of 495. Exit 24B. And this place is wild.
This is phenomenal.
80,000 square feet of entertainment here.
You got go-karts.
It's an adult playground.
You got hatchet throwing. You got go-karts. You got the biggest arcade I've ever seen. And I'm talking about not go-karts, like the speed karts, where it's like four different levels. So you win all kind of good prizes like my buddy here.
Or like Maz when he won the Tiger.
Yep.
Right?
I thought Maz had the big bear he carried out.
No, he carried the Tiger out the front door.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well,
so I requested the Tiger. Look what showed up. They brought the Tony Maz Tiger down.
That thing scared the hell out of me when I turned around real quick.
But today is day one of the NCAA tournament.
They got specials.
And this is a place you want to be because there's plenty of, there's TV screens everywhere here.
Oh, yeah.
To watch everything.
You could bowl. They have 30 bowling lanes, but you could bowl and do the split screens up there for all the games.
Right.
They have $2 beers and 50-cent wings for the tournament.
That'll bring them in.
All day.
$2.
Can't beat that.
All right, so we're here all day. Come by. Say hello. See us. Come by. Get out of work. Play hooky. Watch the games.
Yeah. Just tell work you're sick. Just come down.
That's what people do the next 2 days.
Just don't walk around behind us. Pretend you're sick. Don't get on TV.
Yeah, fill out your brackets.
Right.
You filled out a bracket?
Hell no.
Not a single one.
No.
I'm not doing it.
I'm rooting for
Won't
Duke.
Do it.
You know what I'm doing? Real quick, here's my tournament take.
What is it?
Or you have one.
I have one we'll get to
but
later.
But from a local perspective.
Yeah.
My tournament take is I'm rooting for the stud. I'm rooting for Zion. I just want to see the kid play.
Okay.
That's all.
I'm rooting for
Duke, and I'm not a Duke guy.
You're a front runner.
I am a dump. Welcome. Yeah.
You're a front runner.
Go Duke.
If we all make a pact right now that nobody's filling out a bracket, then we will have no bracket talk amongst the three of us.
I think it's a great idea.
Ever forced college basketball down anybody's throat?
Well, if it's a story, that's one thing, but it's like the bracket talk is the worst.
Hardy,
it's the worst.
Well, then you two dummies should have been on air yesterday because I had RJ Bell on with me.
How was he?
He was phenomenal.
I bet he was, but I'll tell you what, that to me is a worthy segment because that's someone that studies the,
he's got no rooting interest in any of the teams.
If you want to bet
the loopholes
games
and the inefficiencies and places where you might see an upset, and listen, a lot of people do fill out brackets. That's fine. That's great.
Well, that's like,
I'm not telling you don't do it.
Thing. Right. We're not
telling you
anti-bracket.
That listening to sports talk show hosts talk about their freaking brackets is god awful.
You know what we should do? We should do a poll.
No.
We should do a show poll.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Those
are for the people that just figured out how to use Twitter.
Yeah.
They just discovered it.
Do you like the play-in game?
Do you like
answer
that?
Yes or no? 24 hours this poll would be open.
Oh, God. So take your bracket talk and shove it.
Yeah.
If we don't do brackets, and that doesn't mean you can't gamble or can't do brackets. Do whatever you want to do.
RJ said this is what
I love these next few days.
No, RJ said
In years past, this day last year, I was in Las Vegas for it.
It's one of the best days in sports.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. No, we're not refuting this day. We love this day. We're on location every damn day, so that's why we even love it so much. RJ told us this yesterday. He goes, you want to do something, guys? You don't need to bet teams. You know what you do? You take all four number one seeds and you bet them into the Sweet 16. 93% over the years, all four number one teams.
So just keep betting them straight up to make the money?
But he's like, that's the type of bet you do. He goes, don't worry about brackets. And he goes, You know how many times both number one, the two number one seeds made it to the championship game? Only eight. He says, you could sit there and ride those top teams, and I tell you what, he says, never pick anybody higher than 12. You could pick 12, and you think they could go on a run. Never has any other team, 13, 14, 15, 16, gone into the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight. So, not Elite Eight, but eventually the final.
RJ Bell is worth it.
One. Yeah.
Us, we're not worth it. We're not worth it at all.
Hey, Dennis, can I have a chair, please, for this guy? Thank you.
What is that exactly?
It looks like a gerbil.
Oh, it's a rather large gerbil.
It's a boy gerbil.
A boy gerbil?
Yeah.
You just checked the undercarriage to see what he had going on?
There he is.
How do you know exactly that it's a boy gerbil?
You know what? He looks like Joe Murray.
All right. Well, we got the gerbil here. When it comes to the Celtics last night, you enjoyed that game? You enjoyed Marcus Smart pushing Joel Embiid from behind?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually did.
I'm torn on this
Why?
Result last night. I'm torn on this game.
Because at least, and I say this for that.
Whoa. Because right now, so look up on this screen, and you're seeing it already. ESPN is running on their screen. Did this prove the 76ers would beat the Celtics in the playoffs?
Hell no.
That is a moronic question.
I'd be embarrassed if I was the Sixers. I'd be embarrassed based on what the Celtics had out, who got thrown out of the game, and all that. And then Embiid, the way he's talking about how he physically stepped it up. Give me a break.
He's an unstoppable
Celtics
force.
Celtics own that team.
Unstoppable force is what he called himself last night. Here's what I would say about the game. No, it doesn't prove that the 76ers can beat the Celtics in a round. In fact, I think the 76ers are still the stupid team that they've been all year. And I don't think they get a three-point win last night. But think of all the things that they needed to have happen. Aaron Baines had to be hurt. He got hurt last night. You had no Gordon Hayward. He was not in the lineup. And I feel like the Celtics have missed him, which I think says something positive about Gordon Hayward.
That's a good thing for Hayward. Okay? That's what I asked Stevens yesterday. Go ahead.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
And he said, hey, Gordon's always been trending that way. He goes, we need bodies.
They had Kyrie go 3 of 13 from beyond the arc last night.
Well, he's really not geared up.
Marcus Smart gets tossed. I mean, these are all the things they needed to have happen for a three-point win at home. So let's slow down on Philadelphia. There's still a bunch of bozos. But the fact is, the Celtics had a little something to play for last night. Okay? And I just don't feel like they gave it their best night. Marcus Smart, what are you doing? Do that some other night. And I'm torn on that, and I'll tell you why. The fact that there's some hate between these teams... The fact that
this is the series that I'm looking forward to the most out of the NBA playoffs. I'm sorry.
The fact that in a league where
I want Celtics Sixers I can't tell you how bad I want it.
It's a league where everybody is doing a lot of mean mugging, but not actually, you know, hitting each other.
Yeah, Marcus Smart will hit you.
But he took such a cheap shot that it's hard for me to even respect that part of it. You pushed him from behind. He wasn't even looking. And he had no reason to expect that was going to happen.
I'd rather have that.
That's not tough.
Oh, I'd rather have that than the standing behind somebody and pointing over their back, which we know nothing's going to happen. Now
yeah, but
boys holding you back.
Don't tell me it was somehow some sort of tough move by Marcus Smart.
I'm not saying it's tough.
He shoved a guy from behind when he wasn't even looking and probably didn't have a reason to expect it.
It's a message sent.
Why would he have expected it there?
Because they don't like that team. They don't like him. They don't respect that team. And I think that's good. That means you know you own
that. That I actually
That's
like.
That's why you do it. Yep.
They hate that team, which is good. I mean, there's some real hate there. You heard it after the game. Terry Rozier, we'll get to him. He was asking where the confetti was last night after they won. But is that a big win for the 76ers?
No.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's a win for them. You think that's a big win? Like, wow, there's a marquee win. You think it's front page news? You think WIP's lead with that?
I think for them
it
feels
what
good.
A win for the Sixers.
Look at what they've got out of it. Look at the coverage they've got nationally out of it. They have to be feeling confident after that game. Joel Embiid, who told us he's an unstoppable force, after the game, that's a pretty good indication of how he feels confidence-wise. Yeah, I think it's a good win for them. Of course I think
you
it's a good
big
win.
You said big win. You think that is a big win?
Yes, it is.
It's a good win for him.
Saying the same thing.
I don't know. When you're taking baby steps and you're the young team and you're the team that's developing and you got that guy as a coach and you drafted to get to this point, maybe. And obviously there's more history from the recent time standpoint with the Celtics than the Sixers. You know, you're well past the days of Allen Iverson and company. So I know that team's trying to get back to what they are. They think they're good, but I think the Celtics will take care of them in a series pretty easily. I do. 4 or 5 games.
I do too. But
I look forward to that series.
I still got aggravated watching them last night. Is that okay to get aggravated about that? Is that okay for me to get aggravated about the Celtics not beating that team? Because they should always beat that team, though. They should always beat that team.
Yeah. We should always beat that team when you have your full team.
Are you hearing that in the background?
Yeah.
It's Hall & Oates, and they got the Hall & Oates video on the monitor.
Something's weird.
This place is wild.
This place is great.
This place is unbelievable.
This place is so distracting. You got the sports coverage. You got golf on. You have us on. Then you have a Hall & Oates video from VH1 with the music on in the background.
This is going to be a problem.
What am I
today?
Supposed to
this
watch?
This is going to be a problem today. Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, come see us here today. We'll get your calls coming up next. Marcus Smart, come on. Please. I enjoy the hate. That was still a boneheaded thing to do last night.
Marcus Smart. That's what he's supposed to do.
617-779-0985. We'll get your calls as well on the Celtics coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap when the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports hub.
Ben Simmons near midcourt. And Embiid got knocked down by Smart, and Embiid wants a piece of him. The two of them are nose to nose in the middle of the lane. Embiid took a tough spill near the baseline, and Smart just kind of stood there and watched them fall.
Wow.
I didn't see what precipitated that.
Well, that's on.
I mean, all it was just a steal at the other end, and now Marcus Smart's going to have to be led off the floor. Well, and Bede's going to be led in the other direction.
I'm not sure what happened there.
And now Smart taunting the crowd as he walks back to the bench.
We might be able to get a replay. Where was it? And B came and pushed Marcus down first.
Okay.
And then Marcus retaliated.
And knocked Embiid down from behind. So Embiid knocked Marcus down first.
Hostile act.
Oh my God. Just ejected Marcus Smart.
Now, I'm disappointed, Marcus, that we need you. Like, Bane's already out. You know, we need him to be in the game. And so, no matter what happened, we need that to happen. But otherwise, I thought the guys that came in did a good job. I thought Shemmy really gave us something. I probably should have put him in at the end of the game and let him play a little bit more. That's a tough spot to be in after not playing much recently.
Yep, Celtics were up 11 when that happened. 69-58 was the score. Cheap shot of all cheap shots. That part I hate about it.
It's a good answer by
you
Stevens.
You push a guy from behind.
I mean,
you coward.
Say? Yeah.
I mean, that is a coward move on a lot of levels. Pushing him from behind. And in a game that you're up 11, did Marcus Smart just assume they were going to win the game?
No.
If Marcus Smart stays, if Marcus
that moment,
Smart
you don't think it
doesn't get thrown out at that point in the game, do they win?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So he lost in the game.
Yeah.
So it's okay to put it on him. And Brad Stevens sounds like he wants to put it on him.
See, that's...
You know what Brad Stevens is pissed about? The lack of awareness with him.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
Yeah,
we're already down a guy in this game.
Like, you're that disrespected that you got pushed down, that you got to hurry up, stand up, and push somebody in the back so everyone in the stadium sees it, and then you're the one that gets caught. Second guy always gets caught. You know, he had no clue what the score was. He didn't care about the score at that time.
I'll tell you, this Celtics
team...
He
cared about getting disrespected.
This Celtics team better go on a great run in the playoffs, because if they don't, we're going to look at all the stuff that they didn't seem to give a crap about in the final month of the season. All the games they didn't seem to really care about. All the games where they didn't give it their best.
Well, their actions...
They didn't give it their best last night.
Yeah, their actions and their comments, too.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, just waiting for the playoffs. Kyrie's like, rest is important. You know, that stuff adds up. It's in the back of your head. It's in the back of your mind every time you watch his team play.
And, you know, a lot of people today will focus on what Joel Embiid said, which was the unstoppable force comments. Do you know who he sounds like? What do you think he sounds? A little cocky when he says that?
Yeah.
You know what he sounds like? He sounds like the Celtics.
No.
He sounds like what the Celtics are.
No, he sounds like LeBron says that.
He sounds like the group that is the cocky Boston Celtics.
He sounds like Jaylen
Brown. Who are just going to, for some reason, just sit there and say, we're waiting for the playoffs, despite being the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. Mm. I mean, that does take some balls. I'm kind of tired of this. I am.
Oh,
you're not the number one seed. You're not even the two seed. You're the fifth seed in your conference. And you're just going to kick back and not give a damn in the final month?
This is a team.
Like, most fifth seeds that do that get their ass kicked come playoff time.
Like, remember the Red Sox when they went on a great run, they get popped. Lose, get their ass kicked in the playoffs. David Price's first year here. remember you talked about that team, and then eventually went away. This team, if they get popped in the first round, there'll be more drama around this team, whether it was the Patriots getting beaten by the Eagles. Now, that had a whole other thing attached to it with the whole Butler thing that helped that thing carry on. But as far as the drama and team composition, chemistry, and roster, the way the roster will be constructed, there'll be more drama around this team than any of the other big four or the other big three when you get eliminated. Because there's a lot of stuff that could happen to this team in the this summer, which is going to dictate what the hell is your interest going to be in it. You could go from being the top or second most interesting team in the city all the way down number four.
617-779-0985. Brandon's in Boston. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call. I just want to say Marcus Smart needs to be disciplined. I hope Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens come together and discipline and needs to lose his starting role and put somebody else in. He needs to learn a lesson because he definitely cost him the game. He embraced being thrown out. He put the pressure on his team. No Golden Hayward, no Aaron Baines. Also, I want to say Marcus Morris cost him as well because he flopped. I don't get why he didn't stand his ground. I mean,
Did you call about Brandon Bass yesterday?
Yeah, I called about Brandon Bass.
Beatle, you missed yesterday. He wanted them to pick up Brandon Bass.
Where is he brings grit to the team. I mean, you need that inside presence.
He's been free for 2 years.
Oh, he hasn't played in a couple of years, right, though.
Yeah, but I just want to say Marcus Smart cost in the game. He needs to lose his starting role. He needs to be disciplined.
He needs to come off the bench.
They got to snap him out of this. They got to snap the entire team out of this attitude.
But think about that.
You know what it is? And you know what it might be? It might be Kyrie, for once in his time here, having an effect on the rest of the team. Being a leader in saying, yeah, we'll wait around for the playoffs. And the rest of the team takes the cue and says, yeah, we'll wait for the playoffs to get serious about
this. When the playoffs start and you're in the series anyway, and yeah, you're at it for a couple weeks with one team.
He's right,
Isn't it better for him to be the sixth guy? Isn't it better for him to come off the bench because of the energy?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, because there's a good argument
to be made
for
that. He starts the game. His energy's already put out there. But it's almost like it's a flat or it's a letdown.
How about the fact that he did sort of celebrate getting thrown out of the game, taunting the crowd? Like, he was a jackass, and then once he had been removed from the game, he wanted to continue acting like a jackass. What are you doing? What are you doing? He didn't even snap out of it at that point. You know, it's like heat of the moment. You push the guy, right? You hate him.
Yeah.
You don't like him. You take this cheap shot. You push him from behind. He has no idea it was coming. You get thrown out of the game, and you're still sitting there taunting the crowd. What are you doing? Grow up.
You're Philly, man.
What are you doing? Why? You don't need that right then and there.
It's a punky move.
Most people are going to agree. But if he doesn't get thrown out last night, they win the game.
Yeah.
So he lost in the game. Great. I hope he's happy. I hope he's excited about that. I hope he feels
good. You could have called this, though. If we could have listed every member of the Celtics, you say, okay, this is going to happen. It's one night. Somebody will push somebody in the back and be ejected, and they'll be taunting the crowd as they go back.
You know
back.
What it is?
And everybody would fill up.
It's not.
Say,
here's the thing, too.
Marcus Smart, Marcus Smart.
It's not a one-time thing with him.
No, this is it.
Last year, he's punching mirrors.
Yeah.
The thing with the Sixers, too, somebody said this morning, like, you can tell these teams genuinely dislike each other. I don't think that's the case. I think it's Marcus Smart. I think he might be a bit on an island on this afterward.
Well,
based on
Rozier's comments, I think Rozier expressed it, too. And we'll play his comments coming up.
All right. But I'll be interested because I haven't heard what Rozier said yet, okay. But afterward, like, Tatum and it may have been Jaylen Brown. I remember definitely Jason Tatum standing around and talking with Joel Embiid. And look, I don't look for Kyrie Irving to be at odds with anybody in this league right now. So certainly don't look for it from the quote-unquote leader of the team.
Everybody's his friend.
he's not out to make enemies with any top player in the league right now.
No,
that's
in fact,
not
he went over to the Philadelphia Brass and apologized for Marcus Smart after the game. Wanted to let them know that they'll talk in the offseason.
God, that's I laugh because it's not out of the question.
Yes, it's not. Nick is in Worcester today. Hi, Nick. Nick.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
What's going on?
So a couple things that I just wanted to mention. First off, definitely don't condone anything that Marcus Smart did there. But one thing nobody seems to be talking about is how Joel Embiid got a flagrant foul for essentially tackling him, but the refs never, even called a foul on it. So just want to hear kind of your thoughts on that.
I mean, I'm not crying about that today.
Floor.
I'm not crying about that today. Nope. He didn't push anybody from behind. He didn't go after someone when they didn't even see it coming. No, I'm not gonna pull play that game. Oh, but he did something too. He did something too, Zoe. Not doing that. Not doing that at all. Let's go to Kaz, also in Worcester today. Hi, Kaz.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, Marcus Smart would actually fight someone, though. He swung at J.R. Smith in the playoffs last year. Like, it's a cheap shot, but I fully expected him to continue going after Embiid after he shoved him.
Yeah, I mean, the full contact stuff and that's what you got to worry about with him, because that's going to eventually lead to not only ejections, but suspensions. You know, you take swipes at somebody, so, you make contact, you get in a fist fight, your team loses you, your energy, the way you play defense, and everything that you give coming off the bench, you could kill your team's season. Moves like that could kill the season. That's a push in the back. I'm not going to sit here and overreact on it.
Do you think
was it dumb? Hell yeah, it was dumb.
Do you think he could get a game?
No.
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, he got ejected.
It's a shove. He takes a swing at his head and nicks him, and they push people away.
And why did he shove him? Yeah, I mean, Embiid was given a foul on that for the incident too. When it's like, if he really did nothing wrong, then why were there not completely offsetting, because Smart was ejected. But
right.
No, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a one-sided affair, so I don't think he's going to get anything else. I mean, he might get a fine over it.
I wonder if they're going to weigh previous incidents with Marcus Smart, because back in January he had that incident in Atlanta where they fined him $35,000 instead of suspending him. And Marcus Smart said at the time that he was happy that he wasn't going to get a suspension. He felt relieved because he thought he was going to get suspended. And Kiki Vandeweghe didn't suspend him, gave him a fine. So I wonder if they look at that and say, you know what? We let you off easy the last time you got into it with another player. He got booted from that game. Do they go more harshly now? Also, knowing that the Celtics really aren't giving it their all, and Kyrie's about to start taking his rest, which I guess legitimately you look at it and you see who can they catch. It's not the end of the world, but...
Oh, I'm definitely taking some games. Oh, all right, of course I am. What do you think, little guy? Yes. Yes, I'm definitely taking some games off. Come on. Don't be stupid. Yes.
So I'm
games off literally and figuratively. There will be nights when I'm playing, but I'm taking that game off. So it could mean that, or it could mean I'm just not playing that night.
Hardy, can you see this gerbil? Can you see
the
gerbil?
Oh, it's
bracket
tough to miss. Yeah.
This is what Zoe's going to spend his day doing.
Are we sure it's a gerbil?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure it is.
You see the size of that freaking tiger back there?
It's impressive.
It's a big tiger. Yeah,
that's a big tiger.
What are you going to name the gerbil?
Carlos.
Don't say Richard Gere. That's too easy. Come up with something else.
Richard.
John Richard. In Worcester. Hi, John.
We're going to call him Freezer.
John, you there? Okay. Yeah. We'll go to Bill in the car. Hey, Bill.
Billy.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I let's talk about Marcus Smart. You know, I sort of compare him to Marshawn. You know, Marshawn, you know, he would react when somebody would go after him and take cheap shots at him, and he'd turn around, and then he would get caught. You know, and Marcus Smart's got to learn, you know, take a page out of Marshawn's book, sort of, you know, just put it in your back pocket, you know, and save it when, you know, you're not going to get caught. He's got to just mature a little bit. I like his passion, though.
They're both very impulsive in that way, yes.
It depends. You know, whatever league you're in, whatever sport you watch, there's always the guy that knows how to control that and get inside the head of the others. Marcus is the one that allows it to get into his head, and he's always counteracting it instead of using it to the best of his ability. If he could hone that and perfect that, man, you do, and he's so good at drawing charges and stuff. If he could hone that, that's something that could be a huge weapon for them. I'm not saying against a damn good team, but stupid teams.
Hardy did not hear. Hardy didn't hear Terry Rozier after the game last night. Mm. Well, you will hear it. You'll hear what he said about the 76ers. I think it is another guy who's expressing his hate for Philadelphia. We'll get to that coming up next with more of your calls.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Solak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, I thought the confetti was going to drop tonight. No, I did. No, it's a huge, big win. I'm not trying to take nothing away from him, but I thought the confetti was dropping tonight.
Terry Rozier after the game. drop the confetti. Terry, you lost.
Okay, that's good.
You don't say those things when you lose.
Because it's already been instilled. This goes to show you further that everything Kyrie has talked about this year, about getting ready for the playoffs, taking your time, make sure we're rested. You can't get enough rest before the playoffs.
Sore loser.
I'll be fine when the playoffs start. We have to be able to flip that switch when the playoffs start. It has already been instilled in them. The games like last night, the outcome really doesn't matter. You had guys out, that ended up being a three-point game. That's the way they look at it. They look at it, meaning the Celtics, if we had a full squad, we'd kick their ass. Yeah, drop your confetti. Drop your confetti for a regular season win. We're all about the playoffs. That's kind of LeBron-esque. But LeBron-esque has been there a lot. I don't know how many times Terry Rozier's been there. Terry played well last year, except for that game 7. But that's a pretty good comment, though. I was waiting for the confetti to fall. That's pretty funny. Yeah, give him some props on
that. That's hilarious.
It is
funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Especially, I had forgotten.
Last night, Terry,
you're so funny, Terry. Did you check the box score, Terry? You lost the game. You didn't win.
That's something I'd say. Sorry.
You do. You remember and hold grudges over strange things.
It would be like losing the Buffalo up there on the road last second. Oh, what do you guys? You guys won your Super Bowl? You guys get your rings yet? Yeah.
But Rose,
I just wish that somebody would be pissed off about the fact that they lost last night. And the only person I could really seem to find is the coach.
That's the attitude. It's like, and that doesn't convince me that Terry Rozier or anyone else hates the Sixers. All it says is he's of the same mindset as Kyrie Irving. It's like, these games don't count.
No, but
these don't mean anything.
The fact that he held on to that confetti thing from last year in the playoffs.
Well, for whatever reason, he's saying the same thing. That doesn't count. That didn't count tonight. Oh yeah, it's big game for them. I thought they were going to drop the confetti. He's operating under the same system that Kyrie is right now. It's like, this is all just killing time until the postseason begins.
Kyrie is finally a leader, and it's for all the wrong reasons. Congratulations, Kyrie. You're now the leader. Everybody is following his lead, not taking anything seriously at this point. Now they lose Aaron Baines, which, by the way, is...
That's what you worry about last night. That is a problem.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how long did we sit there and we were waiting for Baines to come back? The fact that we're sitting there doing shows, that they actually miss Aaron Baines. Danny talked about it. Oh, we can't wait for him to come back.
What does grade two mean, though? What's grade two in your mind?
Grade two's not good. Grade two's between a 1 and a 3. It's
oh, is it?
I'll tell you what.
All right.
Well, grade three MCL is bad. You're 4 to 6. Grade one, you can probably play. You're probably day to day. Tape it up and maybe go. The fact that somewhere in the middle, he's going to be out for a while.
So grade one is typically 2 to 4. Grade two is in that
not
six
two to four.
Grade one. Grade two is that 6 to 8 week range.
I think it's more grade threes than that 6 to 8 week range.
You sure?
Yeah. Look at a guy. What was Seidenberg? We waited here forever at the end of the year with Seidenberg at.
This is an ankle though.
Yeah.
Not an MCL.
But it's still same timetable type stuff. That's a pretty good tweak. And this is a guy who goes up and down. He's big and he's heavy.
I'm looking up the protocol.
The hell I know. I'm not a doctor. That's Zippy the gerbil. He's a doctor.
I think he's a hamster.
Let's call him a gerbil.
I think he's a hamster.
Richie.
I like the name Richie. Richie's got a football in front of him. You know what? That tiger in the back. Remember when Phil had the tiger in the Hangover?
Yeah.
A majestic creature.
Mm-hmm. Brian's in Coventry. Hi, Brian.
Tyson.
Brian.
Hey, guys. Hi, guys. First time calling, long time listener. What's up, Joe?
Thank
you. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I want to call just because I was watching Undisputed this morning, and they were saying that the Sixers, they got to figure it out. They can beat the Celtics. They can do all their stuff. They'll win everything now. When really the only reason they won was because Baines got injured in the second quarter. Marcus Smart's an idiot. And we also keep forgetting that Hayward was also out too. You have those three players in, and you don't lose by just only 3 points. Also, last night's game did piss me off because this team has just been so up and down and inconsistent that they should be railing teams by at least 15 or 20 points, especially teams like last night when you're in their head all the time. I'll hang up and let you guys talk about
it. Yeah, I'm not concerned about the fact. I'm really not. I'm not concerned about the fact that they lost the game because you can obviously look at a bunch of factors, and if you want to go down the road and look at the free throw disparity, which I hate doing always, I hate it.
Yeah.
But I know many of you like to do that. Okay.
Well, Tommy does. Good thing Tommy. Oh. You measure Tommy on that game?
No, I can't. Because in Tommy's mind, it always has to be even, or it's okay if the Celtics have a lot more. That's the only way Tommy's going. If the Celtics have an uneven free throw, how come he never complains about that?
I don't know.
Why does Tommy never complain when the Celtics have 20 more free throws than the other team? I can't recall having heard that complaint from him. But that being a factor, again, which I hate even talking about, I hate that. But the fact that you don't have Gordon Hayward, the fact that you lost Baines in that game last night, sure, they could have won the game. And they will win the games if they match up with this team in the playoffs. I believe that. Although the Baines thing could throw a real wrench into some things for this team. But guess how you can solve all of that? Marcus Smart, don't get kicked out of the game. Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
See, the one thing you would have liked about last night's game, what was the caller's name, Tony at the end, or Tommy? He is right from the standpoint, okay, season's coming down to an end. There's only a couple teams there. We say, you look at it, we own their ass. We own Philly's ass. Let's make sure we go to Philly. We take care of business. Let's make sure we remind them and let them know who we are. And it probably would have ended up that way if he didn't get thrown out of the damn game. Did you get your ankle injury looked up there?
Yeah, it doesn't really have a great explanation.
Get him on the damn plane. Get him out of there. Get him to Guerrero. We got that thing up and running in a week.
Said he could be in a boot for a couple of weeks.
That's not good.
Yeah. Again, that's just general protocols. That's not specific to him.
Oh, that's normal. Keep the weight off.
Yeah. I mean, keep it immobilized. You know?
Yeah.
Try and keep that rested.
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was in a boot every post game.
He liked it.
Limping. Yeah. He liked limping and dragging his
leg. He liked it a little
press
bit.
Press conference.
617-779-0985. We're going to continue to talk about the Celtics today. Do have some other things to get to. Mookie Betts, but first also the latest in the Robert Kraft situation. A couple of new details. Report from TJ Quinn yesterday. One part of it that jumps out to me. And also a report from the White House on the matter.
Nice.
We'll get to all of this coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've had multiple people tell me that they some have seen and some have heard about NFL investigators combing Jupiter, Florida and West Palm Beach and going by the Orchids of Asia Day Spa where Kraft was identified, according to police. Trying to find out, is there any more to this? Is there other evidence? Is there any evidence that Kraft was there before those 2 days in January when police say they got him on tape?
DJ Quinn, ESPN, reporting on the NFL having been snooping around down in Jupiter, Florida. Interesting.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Trying to probably talk to people.
Okay.
Get to feel like, how big was this billionaires boys club? What else went on? Have you seen him go anywhere else? How many times is he really, really frequented this establishment other than the morning before and the morning of AFC Championship weekend? Or whatever date that was, January 18th, 19th, or 19th and 20th. Just doing our own investigation, talking to people. There's a lot of people live down there. Parcells lives down there. I said it yesterday. You know, La Russa, you know, Tiger Woods, Trump's right down the street. It's baseball. You've got a team in Jupiter right there, and the St. Louis Cardinals that train there. There's people that go everywhere down there as far as the sporting world.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, ex-teammates live there. You
what's
know?
That got to do with the NFL snooping around the neighborhood?
Just seeing, he's a recognizable man. If you go down there and talk to people, and have you seen Bill around? And, you know, how many times you seen Robert? And, you know, if I was them, I'd go to the, the Breakers. Where the pool boy was talking. Remember the pool boy was talking?
Okay. All of this, the NFL looking around down there, is because they don't care just about what happens legally. That's what it tells me.
But they're not the law, right? Or should they?
Which means if you beat the charges, right? It sort of confirms a suspicion of ours and what the policy says, which is you can be held to a higher standard as an owner or an executive.
Which you should be.
Than a player.
Yeah.
And on top of that, that doesn't necessarily mean you need charges to be filed. You don't need to be found guilty. You don't need any of that.
I think you do need to be a little consistent. And there's nothing that compares to this, right? I mean, the Ursa stuff is what it is. DeBartolo and the gambling and the casino stuff. I mean, I still don't think he's going to get suspended if the charges are thrown out. I think there could be a fine. I think there could be a hefty fine. I think this is what they're
trying
to do.
Then why are they looking around down there?
Just trying to make sure that this is all, that this is it, to my point. Like, this is a rogue weekend. And boy, was he in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So what if they turn up that it wasn't the only time? What if they turn up something else?
Then fine goes up, and maybe there's suspension.
All right, so they're looking at things on their own.
Here's what
they are not only going to concern themselves with whether or not there is guilt or innocence in a court of law. They are ready to dole out a punishment regardless of whatever the courts decide.
As stupid as the league is, and they're not stupid, if you know what I'm saying, I think they look at this and sort of sit back and know something's going on here where this is probably going to get thrown out. So maybe we need to get our asses down there and figure out what the hell's going on. Because we can wake up in 2 weeks and nothing to see here. What do you do then? Well, you're not the law. You're your own judge, jury,
no, you're not.
And
you're
executioner.
Down there, you're down there looking
we
for more dirt.
We found that out. Right.
That's what they're down there doing.
Right.
So if they find more dirt, are they just going to push it off to the side?
They're looking for more dirt because probably the authorities don't have enough dirt the way it seems.
Oh, I think the authorities have plenty of dirt.
No, they have some dirt. How big is that mound of dirt?
They have a videotape. A videotape that yesterday, Robert Kraft, according to TJ Quinn and others, I believe TMZ as well, his lawyers have filed a motion to suppress that evidence. There's plenty of dirt there. So they're looking for more, which tells you, I don't think that they're going to be concerned with how it plays out in court.
Yeah.
They're going to punish regardless. They're going to punish based on the PR hit, which is the first paragraph of their policy.
Well, court charges and convictions and being found guilty and all that, that helps them make their case more so.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, but they don't need it.
Hey, did a pretzel fall out of your pocket?
A large pretzel there.
It's the biggest pretzel in the state as far as soft pretzel. 2 pound soft pretzel.
They know that for a fact. They've got every establishment in the state to find that that's the largest, huh?
Hey.
Okay.
Here.
Furthermore, there is a.
Confirmed. New England's largest pretzel.
Now they're making large, big-time claims.
Now it's like 5 states.
Big time. That's
5 states now. New England's 5 states, right?
Count them up for yourself.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 states.
Yeah.
Yeah. You forget a little old Rhode Island down there.
Little old tiny Rhode Island.
People down there having supper, watching the 60 Minutes and Evening News.
Here's another item from yesterday. Direct from the White House.
That's great.
Unbelievable. I'll read the write-up from the New York Post. That one works, which is Donald Trump wants Robert Kraft to be at the White House to celebrate winning the Super Bowl despite the bust, the prostitution bust. Administration officials told Politico on Wednesday that Trump has been talking to staffers about the idea. Many aides are worried that the visit could lead to an embarrassing media spectacle, according to the website.
It's his buddy.
You think?
It's his buddy. It's his buddy's football team. He's been a big supporter of his.
Kraft, a longtime supporter of the president, was busted in a prostitution sting. We know that. While staffers are worried about him showing up for the Super Bowl celebration, a former White House official said the decision to invite the 77-year-old billionaire will ultimately be Trump's call. That's what it says.
I think that's an easy one for him. You invite him. That's his guy. You don't disinvite him. Or you don't go around and not disinvite him, but invite everybody but him. You probably maybe wait and let this play out. When do the Red Sox go? May 8th or 9th? I think it's first week in May. Yeah, maybe go after that.
So his aides are telling him they're concerned. And he's going ahead with saying, no, he's got to be here.
You think he cares?
Nope.
Damn right he doesn't.
Nope, I don't think he does.
Nope.
I don't think he cares.
He's his own guy.
But this is how high this is, of course, the relationship between the two. That this is now being discussed inside the White House as to whether or not they should want him there or whether or not he will be there or any of those things. Yes. Don't forget, he said, quote, he proclaimed his innocence totally after it happened. We'll see. See how it plays out.
That's all you need here.
It's being discussed in the White House. 617-779-0985. David in Malden. Hi, David.
Hi. I just wanted to, maybe suggest, I don't know if owners are able to, but can he wait if, they hand down a suspension on him? Can he appeal the suspension? So, could he wait until, week one to appeal the suspension and then, there's that grace period where they, kind of go over the appeal?
It's a good question. I think owners are different than players as far as the process.
Not only that, I mean, when it comes to discipline, league discipline,
yeah,
they could shoot you down right away.
Right.
You can appeal. They don't.
Look how he was going to fight the Brady stuff till he got out to San Francisco and all his buddies told him, you're not winning this, okay? So just take it. And he was a different guy after that. And I mean, what are you going to?
Like Ben Roethlisberger.
What are you going to appeal it? Drop the banner and then, okay, let's go. Sorry. It's a bad look.
Like in order for Tom Brady to appeal his four-game suspension, he would have had to have taken it to court.
Right.
You can't appeal to the league and they say, okay, you can keep playing.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It doesn't work like that. In baseball, when you get, a five-game suspension for a brawl or something and you appeal, you can appeal it. Wait a couple of days, play it out, and then drop it. It's different. No, I don't think that there's any maneuver there. 617-779-0985. Speaking of baseball, Mookie Betts had some comments yesterday. I'd like to get to those, if you don't mind, Zoe, after these headlines. No commercials, just Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.